Words I will say will be the words that you want to be said, and that you will enable us each to hear what you want us to hear. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. The second reading in the New Testament begins, "Do not neglect to do good and to share what you have." I looked this up in three translations, and not one of them used the word neglect. They all said, "Do not forget to do good." Which struck me as interesting. Do not forget to do good. Do not neglect to do good. It struck me as interesting, clearly the word being something between forget and neglect. I can understand how we could neglect to do good. How can you forget to do good? In both neglecting and forgetting, in essence, what we're doing is not doing good by omission. The opposite of good, bad. So we're omitting to do good, it means we're doing bad. If we're so busy with ourselves, with our own concerns and our own issues, then we can neglect to do good and neglect to share. We can neglect our friends. We can forget to pray for them. We can forget or neglect to contact them because we've got other things that matter more, or we just forget. And I wondered how much we neglect, we forget to do good, because we also forget and neglect God. I don't know what you're like, most of the time I don't feel I need God. We can manage perfectly well by ourselves. Here we have reliable food. I mean, Charlotte, every Friday at Sainsbury's, they have plenty of it there. We have roofs over our heads. We can manage. We know how things work here. So we forget God. We neglect God. Now, it can be when things are hard, we can feel we do need God. If those things we value that we're used to are threatened, we might actually blame God for taking our security away. When we have problems, we can blame God and say, "Why me? Why aren't you doing something to make it better, God?" Then we don't neglect him, then we maybe rant at him. Other times we might find we turn to God when things are difficult. That may be because we feel we've nowhere else to go. When Jill and I went to Congo, we were completely out of our depth. How on earth does society work there? Can't rely on water. Can't have it brought to us. And what is rude in how you communicate in Congo? For example, you do not interrupt somebody if they're speaking in Congo. I interrupt people all the time here. If somebody's, the only time you interrupt somebody in Congo is if you're talking, a child can be interrupted. If you interrupt an adult, you're saying to that adult, "I regard you as a child." Really easy to offend people. Completely out of our depth. We found we prayed more in the first few weeks than we had done for years because we needed God. And we saw those prayers answered. We didn't forget God then. We didn't neglect God then. But now, back in the UK, know how it works. Can go to Sainsbury's. It goes on. Don't forget to do good and to share with others. Do not neglect to share. Now, how good do you think you are at sharing? Jill and I used to think we were okay at sharing, really. Until our son came back from Uganda, where he would work for 6 months, and he told us he didn't think we were very hospitable at all. And we thought, cheeky. ... And we told him, well, we have friends round, we see people, we have meals together, we share food, and he said, "You don't understand what it means. We don't know what hospitality means." Two or three years later, we went and lived with the people who Ben had lived with in Uganda. These peasant farmers who have nothing in reserve, they don't have a Sainsbury's. They just have what they grow to live on. You visit them, and they give you a feast. They give you everything they have. They share it with you. In the West and elsewhere, we keep what we have. We may share, but it's measured. We don't give everything. And the more we have, the more we protect it. And that's probably true in poor countries. The wealthy protect their wealth as well. Sharing becomes more difficult. When you don't have that wealth, whatever you have, whatever people have, is shared. If you're a guest, it is shared completely with you. We saw countless examples again in Congo of how the community matters more than the individual. The individual only matters in as much as they contribute to the greater community. If you're ill in Congo and you have to go to hospital, you have to pay for the food. Someone has to give you food. The hospital doesn't provide it. You have to pay for your treatment. We didn't know it, but people, the community paid. These people who had nothing found ways of sharing so that the person who was ill could be looked after. That's what sharing is in a poor country. Do not neglect to share. Do we remember to do good and to share? What is doing good? We may feel, how sacrificial is our doing good or our sharing? As I implied earlier, for me, it's on my terms. It's when I have the capacity. And yes, there are limits. We all know people who flog themselves to death too hard. And we need time for ourselves. We need to look after ourselves. But it may not be the big things, like doing actions and big things, doing good and sharing. Sometimes it's about just doing good. It's about how we are with each other, how we talk to each other, how we talk to each other when we're disagreeing. Do we try to put people down? Do we try to shout louder? Or do we listen to what the other person is saying? And if we are disagreeing, do we listen to what they may be saying underneath about what the disagreement is? How much do we do good then? How do we compare to Jesus when we think of doing good and sharing? Oh, it's only Jesus can't match his standard, maybe. Is that true? Now, you could leave it there and feel, well, I don't do very well. But the writer to the Hebrews doesn't. At the end of these, he talks about honouring leaders, and then he asks for their prayers, and then he has the final greeting. Now may the God of peace equip you with everything good for doing his will. And may he work in us what is pleasing to him through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Now may the God of peace, the God whom we've been singing to, the God whom we pray to, may that God equip you with everything good for doing his will. It's his will that we do good and share, and God equips us to do it. It's not of our own effort, it's allowing God to work in us. And may he work in us what is pleasing to him through Jesus Christ. We're not alone. We, each of us, the Holy Spirit has been given to us. The writer's prayer here is that the God of peace will equip us with everything for doing good, for doing his will. And that's, I think, what we should do. We should ask that God, through his Holy Spirit, will enable us not to forget, not to neglect, to do good and to share. So now let's pray. Let's pray that prayer for ourselves. Now may the God of peace equip us with everything good for doing his will, that he may work in us what is pleasing to him, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.